Recorded Books and RB Digital present The View from Alameda Island by Robin Carr. Narrated by Therese Plummer. Chapter 1. Today was Lauren Delaney's 24th wedding anniversary, and there wouldn't be a 25th. To many, it appeared Lauren had a perfect life, but the truth was something she kept to herself. She had just been to see her lawyer, and now she needed a little time to think. She headed for one of her favorite places. She needed the solace of a beautiful garden. Divine Redeemer Catholic Church was an old church that had survived all of the earthquakes since the big one, the San Francisco earthquake of 1906. Lauren had only been inside the building a couple of times, but never for Mass. Her mother had been Catholic, but she hadn't been active. The church had a beautiful garden where parishioners often walked, and there were several benches where you could sit and pray or meditate. Lauren was on her way home to Mill Valley from her job at Meriwether Foods, and she stopped there, something she did frequently. There were no brochures explaining the genesis of the garden, or even the fact that the church sat on such a generous plot of land for Northern California. But she'd happened upon an old priest once, and he told her one of the priests in the early 1900s was a fanatic about growing things. Even though he'd been dead for decades, the church kept the garden going. They even preserved a large garden behind the beautiful flowers for fruits and vegetables, which they donated to food banks or used to feed hungry people in poorer parishes. Divine Redeemer's Parish, just outside of Mill Valley, California, didn't have many hungry people. It was an upper-class area. It was where she lived.